Hello, everybody. Saturday, April 23rd, 2022. Today, we've got a hero workout. It's Randy. It's a beloved workout. But like I say, every time that a hero workout rolls around, great, you know, it's a cool, fun workout, that's for sure. But just don't ever forget that there's a real person that lost their life behind this. And if you're interested in learning more about Randy's story, who he was, what he did, just go to Google, type in CrossFit Hero Workout Randy, and you can get a whole bunch of information there. But for today, Randy is four-time 75 power snatches at 75 pounds for men and 55 pounds for women. The last time we did this was on October 13th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app and check your score, your notes, and everything on that, how did you break it up? What was your strategy? For Randy, okay, Olympic lift, lightweight, high volume. The loading for most people is not going to be a problem. It will for some, and that's fine. You know, we're all at a different point in our fitness journey. But for most people, it's okay if they break it up into manageable sets. They can move a 75-pound or a 55-pound barbell. Here is what I would encourage you to do. Do Randy as quickly as you safely can, moving very well. Because there can be a tendency with something like this to be like, it's lightweight, so who cares how I pull it off the ground, and who cares if my back starts to round, and I'm not going to pay as much attention to the positioning of the snatch as I would if it was like a heavy single snatch. Just going to grip and rip it. I understand that. I think we all pass through that phase at some point in time during our fitness journey, but I would encourage you not to do that today. And if that yields a slower time, who cares? Because you're not doing it necessarily for a cool time to post on Instagram. It's to move your body in a way that is sustainable and you'll be working out for years. So that would be my recommendation. Video showing the power snatch, super fitness robot time, 5 minutes or less. Wow. More likely time in the neighborhood of 8 minutes. Still impressive, by the way. And it could drift a little bit north of that. The wild card option, I think people will think it's, I hope they think it's fun. For time, 60 clean and jerks. So just doing a different Olympic lift, still high volume, and a light weight, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. That could be a fun one, and that's going to be more of a stinger than a lot of people realize. Scaled option, 75 power snatches, 45-pound barbell for men, 35-pound barbell for women. So if that barbell is empty, you won't have the bumper plates to kind of reset on the ground every time. I would just encourage you, when you lower the barbell down, that you just lower it to just below your knee, and that's where each rep starts, just below the knee. Limited equipment option. Grab a 50-pound dumbbell for men, a 35-pound dumbbell for women, and for time, you're going to do 112 dumbbell power snatches. That's 112 total, not per arm, and alternating arms each time. Got a video showing the movement. Super fitness robot would be getting that done in 8 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely, could drift up to near 14 minutes. No equipment workout. 10 intervals, each for time, of a 20-second plank hold and a 100-meter dash, resting 2 minutes between each interval. Accessory work. First one, a little bit of engine building. You're going to choose one of these wonderful jewels and pour your heart and soul into it. Either a 500-meter row or a 400-meter run or 90 seconds max effort on the bike of your choice. The other part of the optional accessory work has three choices. You're just going to pick one of them. Either the overhead carry, which is you mark out 100 feet and you lock out a barbell overhead, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells. You march that 100 feet with that object locked out overhead, drop it, rest a minute or two, do it a second time, rest a minute or two, do it a third time. Great head-to-toe strength builder, really like it. So that's option one. Or SOTS press, 4 sets of 5 big reps, got a video showing that. Great to build that overhead receiving position for the barbell snatch, the overhead squat. It's tough though, probably use a lot less weight than you think. Or your final option, linchpin complex number 8. This is one complete complex. You do a power snatch, then a hang power snatch, and then a full snatch, squat snatch. So that's one complete complex. You would perform 3 to 5 complexes, your choice, resting a couple minutes between each. Now, it is intended to be unbroken, but if doing it unbroken is unsafe or doesn't treat your body well, drop the barbell, break it up, and you choose the loading on this. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the foam roller for the back and lats, and the straddle stretch. That ends another week. Thanks to everyone out there for being awesome and allowing Lynchpin to be a part of your fitness journey. We take that profoundly seriously. I hope you're having fun. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.